Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we've got Kevin on the phone. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. So you went on a date with Tara, and obviously it didn't pan out the way you wanted it to. What happened?
Yeah, not quite as I expected. So I met her downtown. We were at a bar, and we just started talking. We exchanged numbers, and, a day later or so, I asked her to dinner, and it was great. We had some apps and drinks, and agreed to go back to my place and just hang out. You know, it was great. Nothing physical happened.
Okay. But I was going to ask.
It just seemed like we would meet again, but I haven't heard from her since. She doesn't return my calls or texts.
Okay, so a complete ghost situation.
And you can't think of anything that happened that might have led to this, like you disagreed about something, or when you went back to your place, like, did anything weird happen? Is your place dirty or something like that?
No. I mean, my place is, you know, normal. It's clean. It's put together.
We're going to put you on hold, and you'll be able to hear everything. We're going to talk to Tara because she's on hold, too. She doesn't know what we're doing, though, yet. So we'll get to the bottom of Tara's side, and then we'll let you guys hash it out, okay?
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
Kevin's now on hold. It's a second date update. Hi, Tara. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Gavin and Katie on the Wake Up Call. You're on the radio right now, and you're actually part of the second date update. Not sure if you've heard us do this segment before, but we just got done talking to Kevin, and he wants to know why he hasn't heard from you, because he thought your first date was great. So what is the reason? What's going on here? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. That was an awkward pregnant pause.
Well, I would imagine this whole thing is a bit awkward.
Yeah, I really just don't want to say.
Can you tell us why you don't want to say? Let me ask this. Was the date bad?
No, it wasn't bad.
Okay. So is it something about Kevin?
No, nothing about him.
Really? Okay.
Is it about you?
Yeah.
Okay. We went back to his place, and while we were there, I met his roommate, Andrew.
Okay.
And when I met Andrew, he DM'd me that night, and we started talking, and I'm starting to like him, and we're going to go out.
This is crazy, and this is a first. So you went back to Kevin's place, and his roommate DM'd you that night?
Yes.
Did you guys spend that much time with his roommate?
I mean, he was there, and you know, through talking, we exchanged, like, you know, our social media information and everything. And
Did you exchange your social media information in front of Kevin?
Yeah, we were all talking. Yes.
We have to bring Kevin back on. That's how the second date update works, okay? Kevin, you are back on now. You heard all of that. Did you know any of that? Obviously you didn't, right?
No. What? Are you serious?
Listen, I'm sorry, but I feel like Andrew and I have a really good connection.
Okay. I feel like we did too, no?
It's not the same.
Wow.
We don't have the same kind of chemistry that Andrew and I have, and I like him, and you're a nice guy and all. I mean, I just don't feel the same kind of chemistry that I feel with Andrew.
That's super f***ed up and honestly kind of slutty.
Well, okay, well, hold on.
Wait, excuse me? I'm sorry.
I don't think we need to be calling people sluts here.
Right, because
well,
I am not
he didn't call her a
slut.
He used close the enough. Adjective
close
slutty.
Enough. Close enough.
Hey, well, you know, it is what it is. I just call it as I
didn't insult you, so there's no need to insult me. I said, you're a nice guy. and you were nice, and everything was fine.
Calling me a nice
guy. And, like, we didn't have any problems.
Yeah, right. Calling me a nice guy and DMing my roommate, that's an insult.
Okay, well, keep in mind,
I didn't DM him first, I just responded.
DM'd her, so...
Exactly.
Okay,
so maybe
you don't respond, you say, hey, I'm seeing your roommate, and I'm not
your girlfriend either. Are you kidding me?
None of this is okay or makes sense to me. This is absolutely insane.
Has your roommate ever done anything like this before?
No, but I mean, I guess he's kind of a...
Well, yeah. Okay. I would definitely say that he is.
I'll agree with that.
Or I'm just super cute.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? You're a bitch.
Tara, I wouldn't do that.
Yikes.
I wouldn't say that.
Yikes. Listen, Tara, congratulations. Kevin, I do feel bad for you. I understand how much of a gut punch this is.
I do feel bad for you, too. I think you lost me when you called her slutty.
I agree with that. That maybe wasn't the best choice of words. But anyway, good luck out there. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call. Whew.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.